How happy were you with the performance and the result?
Yeah, both. Really happy with the performance on a difficult surface. I thought we played some really good football. Obviously gutted to lose the goal we did. What was a blow that was to, you know, just an unfortunate bobble in the goal mouth. It's a freak goal, which knocked us a little bit, but the lads rallied again in the dressing room at half time. Come out, we knew coming down to 3,000 City fans behind the goal, so it was going to give us a huge roar on. And really good character from the players, because you can look at the league table and say Oldham are second, bottom, whatever they are. Again, they've conceded four goals less than all they had done today than Sheffield United, who are top of the league, so they're a difficult side to score against. They maybe not score many themselves, but to break them down. So pleased to get the early goal, but the second half, wave after wave of attacks, and we got what we deserved in the end. But how many times this season we've come off, had a draw, and we didn't get what we deserved because we deserved it. So yeah, pleased both on a difficult surface the way we played against a tough, determined side who were battling for their lives, and naturally delighted with 3 points.
And we've seen a few systems from you this season. Yeah. A diamond today. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, we'd looked at them the other day, and they played a diamond against Peterborough, and were very effective at it. And I just felt, you know, Jones has been not trained all week, you know, so he's had a little niggle in his hip, so he only did a light session yesterday, so we couldn't have started him anywhere. So, you know, I wanted to get Billy in the side, Jordy and Marsh up front, Tim at the bottom of it, Lawsy and Josh. So it suited us, because, you know, sometimes a diamond will suit us, because our fullbacks are light wingers anyway, and in Macken and Meza, they're both bomb on. And so we just really matched up with them and worked on it yesterday, and, you know, I thought it worked well for most of the game, I've got to say.
And on Billy Clark, on his return from injury, he must have been delighted with his performance in particular.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at him and think, well, it's his first game back, maybe get 60, 65, and then think, bring him off at 70, and then he sparks and he turns somebody and plays a ball in, and he's just got a great appetite for the game. He's delighted to be back. We're delighted to have him back. So, yeah, all in all, good individual performance by him, but I thought there was a lot of strong performances today from us.
And you didn't seem to change it much throughout the game. It's like you were happy with how it was going. You never feared the one-all?
No, we felt it was coming. We felt it was coming. They changed. They, you know, they put the lads on to go more 4-4-2, and we were just about to do that. Gilead was coming on for us just as we scored. Because we were sort of just going to go 4-4-2 as well, and you know, see if we could get in wide areas. But I just felt we were playing second half. You know, if you're not creating opportunities, you've got to change it. If you're actually creating opportunities, sometimes let's do what we're still doing and doing well. So, you know, set pieces were key for us today, and long may that continue.